Annalee Tipton and Adam Brody are here, and they are in Whit Stillman's Damsels in Distress. Adam is Charlie, Annalee is Lily. Mm-hmm. And you guys come together, fall apart in the movie. This movie features Annalee's character, Lily, as a new student, a transfer student in this college where these three lovely ladies, they keep referring to Greta Gerwig's character and her cohorts, as this society, this group that wants to better things. They want to help people that are depressed. They have their various ways of doing this. Tell me about your characters and how you draw yourselves into these personalities. Who wants to start?
I'll start. Lily, you know, is this new transfer student. She kind of plays the voice of reason, and she's the baseline normal character, and she goes about, being welcomed by the damsels, and she tries to fit in with them, but she thinks they're a little, off. She's a bit judgmental of things that aren't a certain way, and so she goes with another fellow that entices her, and she's quick to try different things, but she's also quick to realize that they're not for her. And her role in this is to kind of play up or down Violet's weaknesses or strengths, and they kind of flip throughout the film a little bit. And at the end, she comes and she ends up being fine with being a perfectly normal person, and she's also a little bit more open-minded, I think, towards those who aren't.
And Adam Brody as Charlie, where do you fit in here, being the romantic inspiration type that women are drawn to, and you jump in and have fun?
Well, I think Charlie is a sort of creation of actually Fred, who is truly who I play. Charlie is a suave businessman, and Fred is actually a sixth year ed student at the school, and he's not quite as suave, and he's a little insecure about his standing in the world, so he creates this fictitious persona of Charlie. Right. And him and Greta's character are alike a lot in in those ways. They both sort of create a new identities for themselves. And I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that, it's they both feel that it's for the better good, and morally don't have any qualms about it.
Yeah, it's these masks that everyone wears when they're in wherever they are. Obviously, the personas that they have to fit in or to make their mark. But your romantic entanglement, tell me a bit about that.
Well, I start by making it I order drinks for Annalee's character, and she catches my eye first, and then although Fred or Charlie maintains attraction with her the whole time, I think it, you know, through the course of the film realizes the kindred spirits that are him and Violet, Greta's character,
and your attraction and experimentation and pulling back.
I think Lily is just desperate to find someone normal like her, you know, and so she thinks that she finds that in Charlie, and then at least, you know, he's got this coolness, and then she thinks she finds it in the character Xavier, who she, I think, is smitten by his intelligence and whatnot. Until she finds out, you know, that he's also, they all have these tics, and I think she really has to learn how to accept the fact that not everybody or everything is what it seems.
It's one of the things I absolutely love about all Whit's movies is, for starters, you're not really sure who's going to end up with who. Nothing is obvious. And everyone, I don't want to say flip-flops. Yeah. It's not, but you think they're one way, and there's a misconception about almost everyone.
There's a lot of other things going on in the movie. There's a lot of fun going on, a lot of commentary, a lot of Whit Stillman witticisms, but there's also this musical undercurrent, this kind of throwback to a lighter time in movies as well. When
yes.
even when you're passing through sunlight and every the colors and things. Tell me a bit about that.
Well, the sound. Did you like the soundtrack?
I love the soundtrack, yeah. And I know he was pulling from this one especially. He has said recently that his favorite movies are the musicals of the 30s. And so this one, I think more than any of his other films, he's drawing specifically from there. So there's definitely a undertone or overtone of a 30s sort of screwball musical.
Right.
And we shot on digital, and I think that it was amazing how we were able to get some of those exterior shots just look so romantic and beautiful, and it really, the pastels and the art direction was fantastic, even throughout our wardrobe.
There's one shot of just the orange sky that really caught my eye. That's very stylized for his stuff.
Yeah.
Because I had only seen the film once recently, and I just remember this one particular shot of the sky mm-hmm. that sort of... It's like, this is a Michael Mann film? What are we doing?
Yeah, there's a real depth to some of the colors, too, and that's the thing. But this idea that one of the ideas that the damsels adhere to, which is that you can better yourself through musical theater and the involvement and all of that. This is something I didn't get a chance to really get into with Greta, whose character is the mastermind of all this. But it sort of brings... I don't want to get into this kind of glee thing because then people, don't leave that alone. But there's... I feel like I used to go around saying there isn't enough singing and dancing in real life. So that's why, when you see it in the movies and it's not overdone, you go, wow, this really, really makes me feel good.
Well, we've had some interviews where they kind of laugh when they ask, isn't it ridiculous that... do you really believe that singing and dancing? Well, yeah. I mean, there's a reason why people say, I need to go and just dance in my underwear, turn on some music, and I do that. I don't know actually if that's a general thing.
Yeah, well.
But it does. It gets at the endorphins. It just makes you feel happy. There's something just so human about wanting to... move and smile and sing a lovely melody. You can't really help it too much, and I think that it does kind of help a depressed person if you're doing something that makes you feel good.
And there's nothing ironic about it. Whit is being completely 100% sincere in his belief in the cathartic value of that. And I think even the more original and second remedy they have for depression is cleanliness. And Whit is a bit of a germaphobe, and he loves formal dress. And I think he completely believes in the idea of clean living, a good shower, and a nice formal wear. And I think that's positive values on your psyche. So again, there's nothing. You could almost see it as glib, but it's not. It's heartfelt. Remedies, and I think that's so interesting. And again, the soap thing is like the most unique sort of thing I've ever seen. I love it.
Very funny.
Adam Brody, Anna Lee Tipton from Damsels in Distress. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.